This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now, KMUW editorial commentator Richard Krausen says something from his childhood has come back into style.
There was a recent report on this station that indicated that some in the prepper community are getting bodacious with their underground shelters. They've got pools with water slides, bowling alleys, and high-end appliances down there. They're paying millions for these things. During my 1960s childhood, prairie dog mania swept the country for a time as well. I had recurring atomic nightmares. Literally, across the street from my Memphis high school, a wealthy businessman built the world's largest private bomb shelter. His underground bunker could house 52 of his closest friends. It had swanky mid-century modern furnishings that included a pool table and, handily, a refrigerated morgue. He actually sold postcards of it, I suppose, so you could see how the other half was living while the radioactivity ate away at your body. Nuclear bomb shelters figured hugely in my duck-and-cover childhood. The area's gigantic Mid-South Fair featured a bomb shelter exhibit. It was tucked amidst the cotton candy and the Pronto Pup vendors. For the entire week of the fair, a family resided inside the shelter. Windows gave fairgoers the ability to peep in and just see what the happy family was up to. I remember standing on my tippy toes to be rewarded with a view of a very bored man sitting at a table reading a newspaper. So here we go again. Luxurious bomb shelters in which modern-day golems can scurry about underground and clutch their precious. No thanks. I got over my childhood nuclear nightmares. I'm not about to jump into some prepper's bad dream now. And don't try to sell me a postcard of your opulent prairie dog hole, please. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.